morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop it.
All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
Shit, it's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better than
you. I'm still playing this in the background.
I'm not worried because I think that who did
across
this,
all 90 states
they need the
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh my god. Ow. Oh, my God, I pulled something.
My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, I hurt myself. I got to hurry up.
It's fucking
are you happy, Mark? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered sorry. Him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that device on your smartphone. Today is December 7th, 2016. Joining you as always, from the Hippo Juice Studio. Got a couple people running late today, but I am joined, as always by Marie, don't call me, Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, that's me, I'm here, I'm not late.
And Royce, it's us two right now at the beginning until Dutch and Kyle hop on here in a little bit. Work stuff, I'm assuming, or death, I'm not 100% positive. Yeah.
I don't know either.
Right. But we will do our very, very best to entertain you until the rest of the crew gets on.
I don't know. The very best doesn't sound good enough.
I don't know. Like, I've been doing this radio stuff for like 8 years now. And it's,
is it 8 years? I feel like we've been saying 8 years for at least 8 years.
It's been about 8 years, I think. 2008. When did we start? I don't remember. Before that, 2006, actually.
That sounds about right. Is that 10 years?
10 years. We've been doing it for 10 years.
We just stopped counting after eight.
And it's always weird. Like, I always have a lot of respect for the people that could just do one-man shows. Like, I don't know how they do that.
Oh, like Bill Burr?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh or people like that. They just talk by themselves.
A lot.
And I mean, I guess there has to be some level of being conceited to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Right. I would say sometimes a one-man show makes for the best show. And then other times, that same person and that same one-man show can be really boring.
Well, yeah.
Because it depends on the topic. That one person can go off and ramble forever and just go in a million different paths. And then other times they get laser-focused on an amazing topic where no one interrupts them. So there are pros and cons to one person versus two or multiples.
No, I know, but it's like... And I'm not saying that you're not, I'm not by myself. Marie's here. But there's something to be said, I guess.
But I'm like half a person.
No,
so.
I mean, no. But, I mean, well, kind of.
Two-thirds.
But there's something weird, like, when you marry somebody, I've been with someone, together with someone for so long, like, it's not that I don't know, since we talk so much, that if it's just me and you talking, that it's as entertaining as...
You're worried we're in our own micro echo chamber?
Right. Like, I'm afraid that since it's me and you and we spend all the time with each other, like...
I can finish your sentences.
Yeah.
Like, half the things you say don't make me LOL, as the children say, because I pretty much knew you were going to say it. I know your triggers, what's going to lead to your thought process. Mm-hmm. So I only laugh when something you do isn't something I expect, when you catch me off guard.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, it's, or I don't know. Maybe do I just not try as hard with you? Because I'm like, why bother?
No,
she knows what I'm going to do.
No, you try all the time with everything. And actually, I love seeing you in a new situation with new people, because it reminds me how entertaining you can be if I just take myself out of the equation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'll see you recycle jokes I already know, and they get hella good laughs.
There's something to say about that. Whenever you and I go to a new group of people, when we're like, oh, these are fresh people, we could use all this old material on
them.
It's
like Christmas morning for us. Like, our eyes light up. We're like, oh, we can just cruise through the next, like, 2 weeks of getting to know these people.
And something else that I like about our relationship when we go out is that we keep each other honest. Like, we won't let each other pass off a TV joke as our own joke. Like, we won't do it.
Oh,
we keep each other completely honest.
Is it honest, or we just like throwing each other under the bus?
No, I don't think it's throwing under the bus.
We like seeing the struggle a little bit.
I guess you more than me. You probably do it more than I do. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Like we're supposed to be a team. Why do you want
me
to fail?
We are a team. I'm making you better.
You want me to fail?
No, I'm making you better.
Yeah, well.
You work well under pressure and challenges.
Yeah, just like Trump's making America better. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing.
Well, it's
better for
what we deserve.
Better for your interpretation of what I should do or what I should be, I guess.
You love me.
I'm not saying I don't love you, but just because I love you doesn't mean that there's not some things you do that are just really annoying.
No, you challenge me just as much.
Nah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
You do.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just like seeing you bomb. maybe that's how I take out my pent up frustration. Like, instead of fighting or instead of yelling, it's just like, you're getting your comeuppance for that time you got mad at me for not picking up a shirt. That's what you get. Eat your joke now. Bombing it, sitting it. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the reason. I'm just saying maybe that's part of it. Maybe subconsciously,
that's
an issue.
Do you think that is the equation for a healthy relationship, where we get out our little microaggressions on each other in healthy doses?
I guess. I mean, it's just a really passive-aggressive way to do it, though.
Yeah, but there are other worse passive-aggressive things you can do.
I understand, but I mean...
I mean, how many people do we know off the top of our
head
not
really.
That aren't even intending on getting married or staying in committed relationships?
And not really. It's not even worse, because I guess it depends on the person, because, like, every time I bomb, or you call out that I bomb in front of new people, especially newer people, or anybody, really, like, you kind of die a little death inside. Like, that's a little death you're dying, you know? Like, you're like, oh, fuck me. Not only did I fucking joke didn't go well, I'm being made fun of by my wife in front of, which I respect. I'm not asking you to stop doing that. I wouldn't have it any other way. But it's like, you're saying, like, oh, there's worse ways. It depends on the person, you know? I don't know what would be worse, if you cheated on me with a black guy, or if you point out that I bombed in a really good joke. Like, those things are both really bad to me.
Well, you can't bomb on a really good joke.
No, but I mean, you know
you
what
bomb
I mean.
On a bad joke.
Or one that I think is really good. One that I put time into, and it turns out it's a stinker. You know?
You put time into jokes?
Well, yeah, certain thought processes, sure, absolutely. I'll be driving during the day, and I'll think of something, and I'm like, oh, I want to make a point about that. And, you know, I work it out, I guess, to see how it does.
Mental stand-up notes?
I guess, or social media. I don't know.
See, I can't do that, because if I try to recreate something I thought was funny in the moment, it's never good to, like, hey, I was thinking about this the other day, or I need to recreate this story for you to understand the punchline. I do not deliver that well.
I mean, look, I know. And there's something to be said about being funny in text is completely different than being funny.
Oh, because, like, you have time to edit yourself.
Or not even that. Being funny in audio form is completely different than being funny in person. Like, For example, perfect example, Brian Regan. Brian Regan's hilarious, right? If you listen to his stand-up in your car, you're laughing, right? But to really appreciate Brian Regan, you have to watch him because so many of his jokes he punctuates or he sells with a facial cue, you know?
Right.
Like,
or I would actually say Brian Regan has a voice that is funny on its own, and you could just read a news article in a Brian Regan voice and it would change it to be funny.
I'm not saying Brian Regan isn't funny just via voice, but what my point is, like, here's another perfect example. Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's somebody that he is a person you have to be looking at to make you laugh. If you were to just listen to Ace Ventura and you didn't watch it, it wouldn't be funny. You know what I mean?
So that you're saying there's voice humor, there's slapstick humor, and there's written humor, and you can.
Well, I think when you put it all together, putting it all together is difficult because you can't be written and live at the same time. I mean, I think there's a difference between.
Do you think we'll get to a point where instead of having a person in a stand up situation where you just read a live text message between two people, will that be a form of entertainment?
I don't know. Oh, that's Twitter. Isn't that what that is? I mean, basically.
But like watching live Twitter. But it has to be a conversation because Twitter is just all over the place. You have to. I think we will get to a point where we just put up two comedians on a screen texting each other live and see if we can just enjoy their texting as a form of comedy.
I guess.
Instead of video or audio or slapstick, I think that text message is going to become an art form.
Right. No, but my point is, like, we always get excited when there's new people because you can use the new jokes and do that. And I guess I'm always really proud when I make you laugh legitimate, like one-on-one, like not on the show or anything, but like one-on-one.
Yeah.
If I make you laugh, I'm like.
I'm more proud of making you laugh than any other person because you are my hardest critic and vice versa. And then I would say I'm second proud when I make Joel break and any other person on Hippo Juice or Dutch and Royce. Other ones, it's like, it's satisfying, but at the same time, I know it's easier, so I don't give myself as much credit.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's.
Because a lot of people you don't know that well will give pity laughs, you don't know if it's real or genuine, and just the novelty of, you know, you don't know what to expect out of a person you don't know that well, so it's kind of like, it's an easy layup versus, you know, hitting something from half court.
Yeah. No, I know. But, I mean, it's like, I mean, the upside is that it challenges me to be funny differently.
Yeah.
With you, like, which makes me do weirder things, you know?
It's true. You have to be more inventive.
It makes me get out of my wheelhouse, you know? And which is nice, which you have to be, you know, be different, I guess, when you're doing that. But, I mean, sometimes I'll have jokes that I'll write on social media and they fucking kill. You know, people sharing them and liking them. And I'll tell the same joke on air or in person and it bombs. And it's like maybe this certain jokes only work via text format or certain, you know what I mean? Like,
now let's get deep for a second here. Mm-hmm. We've been together a total of 12 going on 13 years, been married for 2 going on 3.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that our form of comedy when we started dating back in 2004 is way different than our comedy is now in 2016.
I would agree. And that's why we've been doing it so long. I think that's why we stay funny and relevant is because we do kind of change. You can't be stagnant. Like, there's those comedians that.
Well, I didn't finish my question.
Oh.
My question is, did our form of humor change with societal norms, or did our form of humor change because you and I were playing off of each other and seeing what worked and seeing what didn't?
I don't know. It could be anything. I mean, I just think it's like a lot of times you have comics, for example, that like do the same set for 50 years. You know what
why?
I mean? Like,
I don't know why.
But you know what, like, I'm saying? But they are, though.
They just go on tour and say the same jokes in every city.
Yeah.
And heaven help you, if you see the same show twice, you're going to be like, I want my money back.
Because I always like to do something different. Like, I always like to. I think that's why a lot of my characters die out after a year. I'm like, I get bored doing them. I'm like, I don't want to do Brent anymore. You know? And I want to do something
remember
different.
Remember Brent?
Yeah. I mean, I like Brent. I like Pastor Royce. He's been my favorite so far. Out of all of them that I've done, I really enjoy doing Pastor Royce.
Pastor Royce is the most difficult character for anyone else to imitate. I was saying this off air over the weekend because we were actually recalling Brent as a character to our friends that hadn't been familiar with him because they're newer. Mm-hmm. And we were saying how Brent was such a relatable character that every listener and every other show host picked a form of Brent up and started doing Brent after you did it. So Brent was taken away from you very early on, and you stopped using him because other people
Well, I don't
were
care.
Using
I don't complain. I mean,
no, you didn't care. But you stopped using it because you thought it wasn't novel anymore. However, with Pastor Royce, I haven't seen anyone do any kind of homage to Pastor Royce other than you. And in fact, people request you to do Pastor Royce bits.
I think Pastor Royce is my favorite because it's very personal to me, like in the whole Christian schooling and all that stuff. Like, there's something
you dig deep.
Something in there that's always digs at me in my head, and I'm like, I gotta get it out. And that's why, like, I'm like, I mean, I would see it all the time. You know, you would see my teachers at the school. You know, one of them will be a recovering coke addict who still had fucking twitches because he fucking fried his brain because it was like a good type brain got just fucked up all
was
the time.
Was he a born again?
Born again. And God, something I learned being in Christian school, born agains tend to be the people who have done the worst shit. Like, they're like, oh, fuck. I mean, I need to ask Jesus.
You need a do-over.
At this point, I got to ask Jesus for help. Like,
I've gone too far.
Right. Like, very rarely there's born agains that are like, you know, I've just always been good. And then I also found God, you know? Like, normally it's like, yeah, you know, I used to bang hookers and I, you know, I punched my wife and. And then it's like, oh, you know, then I found Jesus because, you know, you were going to go to jail or something, you know.
You allow Pastor Royce to go into some pretty homosexual undertones as well. Did you have any influence about from your early childhood days? Like, are you pulling from something or you just enjoy the idea of a repressed homosexual?
I don't
pastor?
Know. I,
because of the whole probably Catholic
I was watching,
church thing.
I was watching this weekend. We were over at the Rivers in the morning. They had one of those evangelical pastors on talking, and I was just in awe sitting there with my mouth like open at some points going, this guy is asking people who have no money to give him money because he's going to promise them they're going to make money. Like, the underwear gnomes in South Park had a better business plan, and this guy's a fucking multimillionaire. I forgot which one of the fucking assholes it was. You know,
he was promoting a book and also doing the whole seed planting thing where you give money to a church and it plants a seed and then your seed garden grows and then somehow you profit.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Maul says, I think Brent went to Pray the Gay Away camp and became Pastor Royce, but that's just a Hippo Juice conspiracy. It is very, very possible.
Are we going to do a form of American Horror Story where we somehow, six seasons in, connect all the characters together into some coherent stream? Is that what's going to happen? Like 20 years from now, all the characters will have a backstory that interconnects them to each other?
Maul says, when I was five, my dad took me to church. He thought was nice and down to earth, but it ended up with the pastor dressing up as Uncle Sam and doing exorcisms on people. I was so scared I cried, and when they were trying to get my dad to come back and he was leaving, he told me they were shitheads. West Virginia Eagles fun times. Oh, Maul, you really live in fucking armpit, don't you?
Sure does.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Kyle's – well, I mean, I see his
Kyle's
room.
Almost on. He's getting ready.
By getting ready, do you mean smoking weed? I'm assuming he's smoking weed.
I don't know. I'm sure Kyle has some.
Or packing his weed thing. It has something. He just got home from work. I'm going to assume. And then when he comes back, I'm going to look at his eyes and I'm going to tell you whether I was right or wrong right away.
Kyle probably has some good tidbits as far as.
And I want to get into
religion stuff too.
Since we're all opening up, yeah, I wanted to. That's a very good point. I wanted to ask Kyle about his Jehovah's Witness stuff, but also more about why he's so into tech, because we've had him on the show, but we never really got into his background, like why he's so into, you know, tech, and he sends us all the tech stories.
Why
and
he's
stuff
all
like that.
Into what he does.
Yeah.
Outside of him just working at a help desk and being interested in general, or just a general interest in the fact that the future is pretty much upon us and shit's getting cray cray.
Every day's a gift. That's why they call it the present.
There's Brent.
Yeah. I just wanted to dispel rumors that I am not actually Pastor Royce. I've just been at a camp just hanging out with my friends, you know, just having a good time.
What kind of camp is that?
It's for singles who have shingles.
You've got the shingles?
Well, I have it now after going to the camp. I didn't read the brochure very well.
What do you think it was?
Shingles is very contagious. I found that out. Abso-frickin-lutely. Pardon my French.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
I was resurrecting a character from the dead that I haven't done in a long time.
I came in something about contagious shingles.
Well, Brent is my
Brent C. Applewood
is an over positive gentleman who we can't tell if he's gay or not, but he's a dude who's very helpful. Like, he's the kind of guy that would clean your car, which is really nice, but he'd clean it without asking you. So you're like, dude, why are you going through my shit? You know, even though he's trying to be nice, he's annoying. Does that make sense?
No, I get it.
He's
yeah.
very positive, but he does things that are just, you can't get mad at him because he's being nice, but you're like, dude, do not go through my shit, bro. Do not rearrange my food. I left my food a certain fucking way, and that's the way I want it. I was just trying to be helpful, you know? I just thought the labels were the wrong way.
Wait, I met him, right?
I think you may have met Brent once or twice, yes.
Yeah, Brent's been around for a long time.
I think I,
What?
I think I did.
Yeah.
So what were you doing? See, he told you he went to go smoke. I could tell by his eyes. That's what he went to go
do. No, actually I haven't, but I will be shortly.
Tobacco, so. Obviously. We're talking about tobacco products because we only put things that are safe in our body like tobacco. You know the irony of what I just God, can you believe that I could say that on air, go, hey, we're gonna smoke a big bowl of tobacco, which has been found scientifically to cause cancer, but we can't smoke a tree that makes us happy.
No, but fuck. I can put opiates into my body legally.
Yes, so. You can. Hey, my friend, you know what? Go to a doctor and say your back hurts. Bam, oxy.
Yeah, I had kidney stones last week.
That's
so
right. Holy shit. How did you get them?
I don't know.
Do you drink a lot of soda?
Nope.
Do you drink a lot?
I drink like almost none.
Oh, that's really weird.
Do you drink a lot?
And I drink a ton of water.
Do you drink a lot of sand?
Yes.
Have you been?
Is that the problem? Should I not drink sand?
Kyle's drinking sand, guys.
Oh, my bad, guys.
I told you not to drink sand.
I know we had that discussion and I forgot.
You can't make kidney diamonds. I keep telling you. It's no such thing. It's an old wives' tale, Kyle.
I still don't believe you, and the jury's still out on that
one. Okay, well, I don't think so. I think it's pretty much don't eat sand.
All right, well, agree to disagree here.
Okay, I guess.
You know?
I don't know if that's how it works. When in Rome, you know? No, we were talking about, like, right before you got on, like, you know, Pastor Royce, like, why I like doing him so much is because of going to Christian school my whole life. Like, there's this deep-seated thing, and I said it's always funny to me, and I don't know if it's different for you, but I know you grew up Jehovah's Witness, but for me it was like Baptist and Catholic. I was all fucked up, but the people that were born again always had done the worst shit in their past, you know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, outside if you were born into it, that's different, but my point is, like, people that converted,
you're born into born again,
right? Like,
the people that converted at the age of like 48,
exactly.
Yeah, they've seen some shit.
That's exactly my point. You know, like, usually they're the ones that are like, oh, all of a sudden I found Jesus.
What
I'm
if
like, you... yeah, but you killed three hookers, bro. Like, that doesn't even it out.
What happens if you are the child of two born-again Christian parents? Are you raised as a born-again, born-again?
Well, to be fair, if you're the child of two born-again Christians, you're not going to be a single child. That's for sure. It's going to be a big family because
there's going to be at least 17 of you.
At least. Look at Dutch's family.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, speaking of Dutch, where is he?
He'll be here in a second. He's also running a little behind.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But we were doing a little backstory time since we were light. Opening up, and we figured we could also do a little bit of your backstory.
Yeah, so yeah, Kyle, you've done all this tech stuff, but explain how into it you are, because you were telling us off here that you read like MIT papers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where's the interest coming from?
What's that?
Said, where's the interest coming from, and why are you so interested?
I mean, I've always been interested in technology just because I think it probably started as me being a gamer. In all honesty, my recent kind of passion into all of this, like, kind of borderline like futuristic stuff, like AI and genetic research and all that stuff, I think honestly that probably comes from, as a child, I was raised always having this goal of essentially immortality, right? Like, when you're raised as a Christian or whatever, you're essentially raised as your entire childhood believing that eventually you will live forever, right?
Well, if you're one of the 144,000.
Well, no, no. Witnesses believe that you can live forever no matter what. You just you only go to heaven if you're one of those.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's so many religions. It's so confusing. I can't keep up.
It really is, yeah. No, but like, I mean, I've always...
Wait, why would you want to live forever if you're not in heaven? Where are
good
you?
Good point.
Where
good
are you?
Point.
Where are you living forever?
I don't know about JWs, but I do know for a fact that Mormons get their own planets. So everyone gets their own thing.
I would be okay with getting my own planet.
That's pretty baller. Getting your, as long
that
as
seems like a pretty good deal.
I call the Avatar planet.
No, you can't have that one. The corporations already have it to mine for unobtainium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maul says, one of my favorite stories from your Christian school days was the teacher who was super fucking gay and used to be a cruise ship announcer. It wasn't a teacher, it was a principal. Was super, 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 super gay dude, but I guess he was like trying to fight it and pray it away. He used to be a cruise ship announcer and it was just like, you know, Jesus is the way and don't suck cocks. I'm like, dude, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Get out of here with that shit. I'm not a moron.
Hairy chest contest, though.
Yeah, hairy chest contest at a Christian school.
My
I'm like,
kids.
Hey, fool me four times. Shame on me. But yeah, no, Kyle, so why are you so into tech? Besides, you know, like you said, you were saying that, growing up as a Christian, how did that, Jehovah's Witness, that is, how did that lead you into tech?
In all honesty, it's because I see the trends of tech and I see how rapidly they advance. You know, we've talked about that before, like the exponential and everything. And I just see that within a short period of time, like it's going to do really great things for humanity, things that religion has always promised and never been able to follow through. And like technology actually will be able to solve a lot of humanity's problems.
That's really interesting. So basically technology as some sort of omnipotent being that could help everything, where unlike other gods, it's an actual one that can fix things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're talking about CRISPR, bro. Perfect examples. You were talking about the CRISPR thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now they're going to use it in Florida because all these... In Florida, all the orange crops are dying off, and there's one.
Oh, really?
There's one of this bacteria.
This green thing, I forget what's
some sort of bacteria, and it's growing on the orange groves. But what happens is there's this one specific type of orange that it's immune to this bacteria. So what they're doing is using CRISPR, they're changing that part of the DNA of the plant to the one resistant to the disease to help the crop survive. I thought about that. I thought about you
that's
when
so
I heard
cool.
that. Yeah. And actually,
I heard something about that with bananas as well. There's apparently like a really popular type of banana that's, I think, a similar situation.
Right.
We've always talked about the medical applications, but yeah, I mean,
I found
that as well for food.
From NPR, the disease called citrus greening is caused by a bacterium that constricts.
You're not reading it the way people at NPR read things.
Read it like an NPR reporter. Come on.
That's
you have to
right.
get really close into the mic.
This is Florida.
Put your face right
this is Florida, and everyone loves oranges.
Just like that.
Oranges are important.
Date and time before the story. This is Marie Lopez reporting for NPR. And
this is Marie Lopez reading a Greg Allen story posted on December 4th, 2016 at 5:50 a.m. Eastern Time. In Florida, oranges are so important that they're on the state license plates. But after 11 years of fighting a debilitating disease, Florida's citrus industry is in a sad state. The disease called citrus greening is caused by a bacterium that constricts a tree's vascular system, shriveling fruit and eventually killing the tree.
That's very interesting, Marie. That reminds me of my wife who is probably cheating on me, and I hope she gets some sort of bacteria disease in her vagina and dies.
It's not a probability. It's a fact. Florida's signature crop is now less than a third of what it was 20
is
years
this
ago
Florida?
Because of this,
is this
disease.
Is this?
Is this?
Is this?
Is this?
Is this?
Is this?
Is this a Florida story?
Everyone from Florida.
Stop!
There's gonna be a meeting between you and the pole in my head.
Your hands, you're
I'm gonna get Rachel.
What's your language in front of the lady?
What'd you do?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There's a cliff.
Diplomatic community.
You should open your mouth a little wider when you speak.
Go ahead.
So as I was saying, they were... Let me see. Go back to here.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
How about that one?
such a long, long story.
Anyway,
so yeah, they were
you can skip it.
They were going to use CRISPR to replace the gene it needed to be
right.
able to survive
Correct.
With this citrus greening thing going on. And I was actually asking my brother about CRISPR, too, because he works for Genentech. And I was asking mm-hmm. if it was something that he thought would end up curing cancer. And he was saying that in certain diseases where you're just swapping out a chromosome here or there or whatever, or a letter, it's fine. But he's like, you literally have to do that on each individual cancer cell. And that's probably not going to be helpful in the whole cancer curing.
Cool. With this orange yeah. thing, by the way, just because I know this stuff because we, growing up, we were one of the supply, not oranges, but I know with produce, mm-hmm. There are things you can and cannot use on things like we grew tomatoes for Dole.
Okay.
And there was a white fly problem. White fly is a small little insect or whatever.
Caucasian fly.
Alt-right
fly. It could have killed.
Oh, you're right.
We had an entire crop that got lost because we weren't allowed to use a certain type of pesticide, even though it was safe for humans.
Dutch,
but, you know.
Dutch, all pesticides matter.
All of them.
So it's the same thing with this whole Florida thing with the oranges. They could easily spray this stuff out with just your regular stuff that you would use on regular plants, but because it's edibles produce, they can't do it. So they have to go to these great lengths to genetically mutate things that will fight off something that you could easily spray off and then wash off, and it's good for people to eat. But the environmental people are like, stop spraying chemicals in my system. It's
do we really need to mass grow oranges?
Yes.
I need orange juice, yes.
No one needs orange juice. It's mostly sugar.
Everybody needs orange juice.
Why?
But it's really yummy in my tummy.
Yeah but here's the thing. Yummy in your tummy. Kelsey bought the 50% less sugar.
Oh, it tastes like 50%
crap.
It tastes
like horse pee.
It tastes like Sunny Delight. It's not good.
Oh, Sunny Delight's better than this, though.
Yeah, you're right. Sunny Delight probably has way more sugar.
Yeah, way more.
I hate eating oranges. They are so hard to peel, and I don't drink orange juice because it's full of sugar. I am living mostly an orange-free lifestyle. I live in Florida.
So this means nothing to you.
Huh?
So this means nothing to you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sad that these trees are getting constricted of their vascular system, but I do not require oranges for sustaining my life.
Well, you know where we heard about this story, Kyle, is on my new Google Home that I have.
Oh, yeah? How do you like
it? With Google Assistant. It's fucking amazing.
What else did you get with it?
Well, we have the Google Home and we have two Chromecast in the house.
Okay.
We'll be building up as Christmas progresses.
And I have the Christmas lights on a Wemo, a Wi-Fi plug that I can
one of the switches. Nice.
That I could talk and turn it on. And when I get home, much like Back to the Future 2, I say, hey, Google, I'm home. And it goes, King of the Castle, Lord of the Manor. It calls me Daddy. but, dude, so far the thing is badass. Like it does everything.
Your favorite thing about it so far?
Getting up in the morning and saying, "Google, what's the news?" And making coffee, and then it just plays all exact from the latest news.
That's our favorite part because we cut cable 3 years ago, so streaming news that you can listen to has not been in our household for a long time. We've always read our articles on the internet. So the fact that somebody's just telling us audibly what's going on is so nice to have.
And also saying play stand-up comedy on the living room Chromecast and it just pops a YouTube video on is pretty fucking cool. Dude,
does it only work with YouTube or does it work with Netflix?
Right now it only works with YouTube, but Netflix is already working. I think they released a code in a week.
He also really enjoys.
Yeah, it's the 15th, I believe, that they are.
He also really enjoys saying, hey, play more like radio and tune in.
Oh, and it will play it. Yep, it'll just pop up. And people could listen.
All you Google Home users.
Yeah, yep. Google Home users, if you want, just say, hey, play Hippo Juice on TuneIn or more like Radio on TuneIn.
And of course, one of the first things I said was, okay, Google, Earl Grey, hot. Yes, Captain, coming right up. Because that's right, Star Trek.
Then when we get our replicators in 20, 30 years, boom.
And I asked it to set the phasers to stun, and it said the phasers are permanently set to peace mode. So there's a bunch of
whose account do you have it set up with?
It's mine.
Yours? Okay.
And
it can't handle multiple accounts, right?
Not yet.
No.
And okay. It knows, definitely knows some Rick and Morty stuff because I asked it to pass the butter. And it says, it went through this whole thing and he goes, my purpose is not just passing the butter. I said, if you say, hey, Google, get Swifty, it'll just start beatboxing for a while.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Are there any like criticisms, anything you've been disappointed in yet?
Honestly, the only criticisms are criticisms that are easily going to be fixed once a third party stuff goes
criticism.
Out there.
Yeah. It doesn't understand Harry Potter magical spells yet.
It doesn't.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I was asking it to Wingardium Leviosa or Alohomora.
What's the light one?
Alohomora?
Is that which is the spell that turns a light on, for example, or makes a wand light up?
Illumino.
Illumino.
Okay, I could actually program that when we get lights to when you say that for it to turn the lights on. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
If we get door locks, I want it to be able to say Alohomora.
I could do that. Honestly, the only disappointment is it doesn't have a lot of other apps supporting it right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it's Google though. So
once it will, like I was reading an article that right now in its lifespan, it's doing way more than Alexa.
Alexa was
in its lifespan.
I wonder if we teach our Google Home things, does the AI learn for other people?
Yes. Okay. So anything that you use with it that isn't like encrypted or private is used to train the algorithm. So it doesn't mean that your data
cookies, basically.
Yeah, kind of. Like bits and pieces is used to like train the algorithm itself. So your data doesn't get shared or anything, but you are every single time you use it, you are helping train the algorithm, yes.
Oh, and I also
don't like that it censors language sometimes, but
it does.
Royce went a creative route around it where he programmed if he says a swear word.
If I say, and I program this because it is compatible with IFTTTT, that thing that, you know, you could program applets.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. You could program applets. I have it when I curse to it. It'll say you have been fined 1 credit for the violation of the verbal morality standard from Demolition Man, and it will say that to me every time. I'm trying to think of other things to say, because I could pretty much have it, you know, respond to me whatever I want.
We will take suggestions from other people that have a Google Home as well. Like if you've programmed it to do something in response to a verbal command, we're really having fun with it.
Yeah.
When you program it, is it just Wi-Fi connected and you just do it in your phone, or like how does that thing plug in your computer? Like how does that work?
I'll explain. That's a good question, actually. So when it comes in a box with no instructions in it. It's, you know, except for one little piece of paper that says download Google Home app. Once you plug it in and you download the Google Home app, as soon as you open the app on your phone, it'll sense that there's a home there. It goes set up home, and you hit the button, and then it connects. You're basically what it does is the Google Home does not rely on your cell phone to work. It is self-sufficient. All you use your cell phone to is to connect the Google Home to Wi-Fi. Once it's connected to Wi-Fi and it updates, it pulls everything off the internet by itself. It syncs to your Gmail account. So anything to use your Gmail, that's what it syncs to. Now, they came out because it doesn't do everything yet. This other company that lets you make applets, like you could actually say, when I say this, do this. You know, so you could program it like custom to do whatever you want it to do. The only things that it works with pretty much anything that's connected to Wi-Fi, like the Nest thermostat or any of the plugs or the smart lights or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What's the furthest away it can pick up your voice? Have you tested
it
out?
It's pretty far. I have it set up in the living room and I've used it like.
In the kitchen.
It's probably hooked up to your phone. It's probably using the mic on your phone and that thing.
I don't believe it does.
No, Kyle, I think it kind of does, and here's why. Because it doesn't always use it, but I know it does sometimes because when I say, okay, Google, since I have a Droid, my phone will also listen, and I'll see my phone like light up, and then at the bottom it'll say answering on device, and the home will answer it.
Okay,
When you're in your house, that is, you know. So
okay.
I'm sure.
If you're connected Wi-Fi to the same network, probably.
Right.
If you're in the same, exactly. I think it's if you're in the same network, it knows. It's really very intuitive, and we have one upstairs now too in the room. So there's two, and you can make groups. So for example, I could go, hey, Google, play whatever playlist, and I could say on group in home group, and then both of them upstairs and downstairs will start playing in sync at the same time. So you could leave your room and walk.
Sync, that's awesome.
Yeah,
was only, it bye bye bye?
Only in sync. No, it's not that one. It's their B side stuff, like their deep stuff.
Oh, the like one, I must like, spend a more, little more time on you.
Right? Yeah, like the ones that wasn't as Justin heavy, so they didn't become as popular. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. The ones where they let Chris sing.
The Lance Bassey ones.
So do you remember watching the assistant video earlier in the year? Like what they said at the end of it?
Yes.
About the different like voices and emotions and stuff like that?
No. What do you mean?
I don't remember. Refresh my memory.
You guys remember Google WaveNet, right?
Yes.
Or DeepMind WaveNet?
Yes, okay. I remember that.
Actually talked about it in the press conference, and they said that eventually I'm kind of personally thinking probably by like the end of next year, probably like before the Pixel 2, they're going to be using WaveNet to generate speech. And when they do that, you'll be able to customize it and it'll have like its own voice. Essentially, like your Google will have like its own borderline personality. Not really.
What you're describing what WaveNet is? Because I'm an idiot and I don't know what that is.
So WaveNet is DeepMind's like artificial speech synthesis. That uses AI and machine learning.
Well, you know what? Kyle, you know what you made me just think of with that, with WaveNet? Now that they have, and you brought this to the show too, with the new update with Audition, if you have 20 minutes of somebody's voice, you could make anything. How cool would it be now, once we have that technology, to have like your Google Home be voiced by a virtual Kevin Spacey, you know? Or by the dude who does Jarvis, I forget his name, in Iron Man. You know what I mean? In Iron Man. Yeah.
The possibilities will pretty much be endless, and you could even get it to where like it essentially has its own unique voice and even inflections and everything, and it'll appear to show like emotion, like, you know, like joy and happiness and stuff like that. Right. Obviously, we're still a ways away from it being actual emotion, but like the appearance and what you judge as it, they said that they would be bringing that in, and each person's Google would be like their own Google. But I kind of see that easily coming out by like into next year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool because the assistant, it learns, you know, just like you said. Mm-hmm. But it's just in its infancy, and once everything starts updating, man, the things it's going to be able to do,
oh, it's going to blow up, man.
Are
what it's going to be able to do
are just. It's fucking crazy.
My brother said he's already been able to notice an improvement in like the quality of the responses he gets just in the last about say month or so.
Yeah, no, it does pretty good. Like, you know, you could pretty much ask it anything and it pulls from the internet, obviously. It's from Google. Yeah.
And it gives you like contextual answers.
It's
right?
Hard,
like, not just saying hey,
correct,
and then reads the entire page.
And here's the thing: like when you ask it something, depending on how you ask it, it'll pull from Wikipedia if you're asking it fact based, or it'll pull like, you know, I'll be like, okay, Google, what are the first three laws of robotics? And it'll pull from like this other accredited site, you know, that, and then it'll speak, you know, it'll tell
you. And Royce did ask that, by the way.
I did ask, okay, Google, because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get Skynetted. Kyle, come on,
of course.
You know that.
Well, you got to make sure first.
It's kind of like if you're a cop, you have to tell me with computers, you have to make sure the robot isn't going to kill you.
Yeah.
You have to tell
it. You have
it.
To say, computer, are you going to kill me? And if it says
legally,
no, you know it's lying, and then you destroy it anyway.
Exactly. Legally, they have to tell you, Kyle. That's what legally the computer.
Is that by robot law?
It's robot law, bro.
Yeah.
Robot
law 101.
Exactly. RoboCop law. But
that you have to tell me if you're a cop myth.
My favorite.
Is one of my favorites. Like, do you not. It's like. Yeah, I was going to compare it to something I forgot.
Oh, Kyle, you know what else I noticed? that is, it may be a problem. I can't imagine it will happen that often. We were watching Modern Family, and they were doing a product placement, obviously, for the Google Home, and Phil was talking to his Google Home, and he said, okay, Google, play a certain song. And ours said, okay, and started playing it because they heard it from the TV.
I think it's going to – I think that will continue to be a problem until the speech recognition is good enough to actually be able to tell who you are by your voice alone.
Remember
when Siri first came out? We kept doing that thing where we would just randomly yell out, hey, Siri, just to get our listeners angry.
Oh, yeah. We'd be like, hey, Siri, text mom you're a cunt. Send.
And then we would also say that with Alexa last year when we learned that if we said, hey, Alexa, and somebody was listening on their Alexa.
Oh, yeah, I got a message going, you know, in the middle of your show because I was listening to it on Alexa. It started playing Hanson's Mbop. Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, like, play Mbop.
Now, you know how many people that have Google Homes listen to this show now? We fucked it up because every time you say,
You know what? Every time you say, I'm like, I wonder if Royce's is activating right now.
No, I got the door closed. So,
and I've been looking at my phone. My phone is not lit up either. So,
oh, something else I learned, Kyle, just today, because since we have two homes, one upstairs and one downstairs, it also answers it by whichever one you're closer to. You know,
nice. Like if you have, I was kind of curious about that. Like if you had some in rooms that were open,
if you have two within earshot, I don't know how it does it, but it answers to whichever one's closest to you.
That's awesome.
It'll answer. Yeah, and they could also work independently. So,
it's in sync.
It's pretty neat. And you know what else we tried?
I got a OK Google in my car now.
What do you mean?
They just updated Android Auto like about last week, so I got OK Google now.
What's Android Auto? Hold on.
Yeah.
What is that?
Is that like your Bluetooth in your car or what?
Yeah, it's like Google's home, like car navigation system. It runs off of your phone's like hardware and internet connection, but it's like a separate app. And then whenever you plug it into your car, it like locks your phone down. And then it puts up on your car screen, like essentially like the Android OS.
So
I have like Google Maps,
car screen.
Spotify.
Ooh, fancy car screen guy.
Okay, so only certain cars it works with, right?
Yeah, your car. I mean, it has to have Android Auto.
God damn it, Marie! What was I talking about today when I was in the car with you? I swear to God, this
earlier
is a true story.
This morning, because we're car shopping, he was like, "Man, I really wish that we had the Google Maps
the Google Home."
On the car screens instead of the...
Then just make sure the car has Android Auto.
Yeah, okay, cool, thanks. What car do you have?
16 Honda Civic.
Ooh, that's what we're looking to get, so
dude,
we're going to be set.
Yes, it is such a good car.
Perfect. You will love it, man. Oh, my God, Android, thank you. I'm so lucky because that's what we're looking to get is also a Civic. So we're set. Google's going to be everywhere.
Dude, like, I plug in my phone. And it like automatically knows I'm going to work, so it automatically navigates me to work without me asking. And then I just say, "Okay, Google, play my morning playlist," and it just plays music in my car. There you go.
I am a fucking slut for Google.
Yeah,
slut.
I was gonna say when they finally take over, you two are the first ones going down.
I for one welcome our Google overlords. So
yeah, I'd be okay with it.
Let them. I'll take it, man. Honestly, who gives a fuck at this point?
You ain't taking over my freedom.
While we're on the subject of Google, I was going to bring.
I'm an Ask Jeeves guy myself.
Oh really? I only use Excite.
Ooh.
Yahoo? Did you Yahoo that?
Yes.
I had somebody say to me once, "I have to Bing that."
No one said
that. I wanted
that.
To hit them.
Nobody I'm said
like,
that.
Nobody
said
Bing.
Did you hit them?
No, it was a girl who I was sleeping with at the time.
Oh, good. So you were sleeping with a moron.
Hey, equality.
I'm over Bing and Yahoo, so when I need a variation from Google, I actually just use Baidu, the Chinese version.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. You know, the only one I use is one of North Korea's 32 websites to search for things. That's the only thing I use. Very
how
limited.
To get an awesome haircut.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait, for that would be .core, right? Or Norcore?
I don't know. No, it was something else. No, because they don't call themselves North Korea. They call themselves the Democratic Republic of something or other. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, Democratic Republic. It's like, well, you don't need to use both.
Yeah, well, they're liars. So, you know.
Mal says Bing is the best for finding porn.
Why? No, you know what's the best?
Why do you search for porn using a search engine?
Yeah, thank you. Go to a site.
It's called Go to Elephant Tube, which is like the Kayak of porn. It searches every porn site out there.
Any word in tube, if it's not you, and it'll probably be porn.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
B-tube, C-tube.
Oh, it's .kp, by the way. Thank you, Roy Black. It's .kp. For anybody keeping score at home, don't you hate when you used to listen to baseball games? And for anyone taking a score at home, nobody is taking score at home. Nobody is sitting there with a little pad keeping score
at home.
A
legal pad?
Oh, I know people that do.
What? Why?
I know baseball
fans. Why? Why?
Because I grew up in the Northeast, and I know people who are just that's psychopathic about their baseball stats. That's their thing.
I thought you were going to say I grew up in the Northeast.
That's why that sport is still around.
I thought you were going to say I grew up in the Northeast, so a lot of the water was tainted with lead. So they're all on the spectrum.
Well, that too, yeah. Well, majority of us are on the spectrum.
But
look, I'm not saying I'm proud from being from Philly. I'm just telling you I am from there.
That's pretty much what everyone from Philly says.
Yeah, we're just kind of like, well, this is where I grew up. Sorry.
That's a very good point. That you know what? That's,
hey, what do you want from me? Fuck you. This is where I grew up.
That's a pretty good point. If you talk to someone from New York, you hear this.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Oh, God, dude. Have you guys seen Colin Quinn's newest stand-up?
No, I got to watch it.
Go watch it, dude. It's on Netflix.
I heard it's great.
It's fucking hilarious. It's called A New York Story. Mm-hmm. It's basically his one-man show, which is basically his stand-up. But he just gives the whole history of New York and how New York became to be what it is.
Right.
The most brilliant line he had was, majority of New Yorkers are blue-collared snobs.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, that is such a great, because most of them are working guys, but you're not from there. There's like, yeah, fuck you, New York. You should come here. Like, it's hilarious, dude. He's one of the best out there.
Maul says, I go to Google Images and just look up GIFs to masturbate. Who masturbates to GIFs? Dude, what?
Yeah,
where do you,
dude.
What? West Virginia is so behind on the times.
Do you understand there's full videos of that, right? Maybe. You can get like full like hour and a half videos.
Maybe she
for
doesn't
free.
Need that. Why are you bossing her around?
You know West Virginia is still counting up the votes for Bob Dole. That's how behind they are.
Actually, I just saw a thing on AP that said that they just now lifted the recount that they tried to order in Michigan.
I thought now AP stands for Amazing Pigeons, right? That's the website.
Run, I believe so, yes.
Run by and exclusively for carrier pigeons.
Correct. Or ask people.
Okay.
Ask people.
The original way to share news.
Or ask Percy.
Right, you're right. Hey, you know, pigeons were the original social media.
They were.
Yeah, before you had the Twitter bird, you had a pigeon.
Yeah, I used to go over there. Drop the letter off, give you the bird flu.
Poop on your head. That's where the good luck thing came from. Right.
That's why, to this day, little known fact about Twitter, when you work there, they always shit on your head when you walk in because they want to keep you authentic there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Google's this really cool place to work. Nobody wants to work at Twitter. It's just a bunch of bird shit.
So much bird
everywhere.
Shit. They get sick all the
everywhere.
Time.
Everywhere. You understand that the vice president is an ostrich, not the president, that a person. That would be ridiculous. But they slipped in an ostrich as the vice president of Twitter. None of this is true, guys. Not a single word of it.
The vice president is an emu, and the CFO is a penguin.
That's what we are. We're like if The Onion was a show. Nothing we say is vetted. Real.
But sometimes we get it right, but we don't know what times those are.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes by sheer luck.
We are The Onion show, yeah.
Every once in a
while.
Does
The Onion have their own podcast? Maybe we should lobby to be them.
I believe they do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's called The Awesome Blossom.
But don't worry. When Google just gobbles up every large and small business, we'll all be part of one company, so it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Look, I
forget what it was that they just... Oh, they announced a partnership with Slack. That's what it was.
What is Slack? I've been reading about that. What is that?
I've never used it
before. You put too much in the rope and you leave too much of it instead of keeping it on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's when you're a lazy...
It's a collaboration tool.
I thought it's when you're a lazy stoner in school and like you just...
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they
or a nice pair of pants. Also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So wait a second. So people basically now there's this new app that gets you pants called Slack. I think it should be Slacks because it's more than only one leg hole. That'd be ridiculous. I mean, I guess unless you're a pirate, I guess then you're fine.
Hmm.
Where did Lieutenant
Dan get
pants?
It depends on how high up that leg got cut off, though.
That's a good point. And now with robot legs. I mean, you know, Google's going to come out with robot legs too soon, you know, where you're going to listen.
I mean, they own Boston Dynamics, right?
They do, right?
So
dude, they're going to get rope. I saw
they own something in like every single industry.
They really do. And I'm not scared of it. It's something I don't know what it is.
I don't know, man.
But
I'm just like, I'm
it
cool.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
I know.
No. I will be the first to admit that I am a slut and I am drinking the Google Kool-Aid. I get it. But oh my God, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. You like it, Royce, because I actually have like two things I want to talk about in the second half, and both of them are not directly Google, but Google owns the companies. So.
In radio, we say after the break.
Kyle, with the radio tees. Kyle with the radio tees. Look at him.
I was actually going to just add on to the Google Love Fest.
Marie, that's called stamp. You're going to stamp onto it. We're going to use industry terms.
I'm gonna stamp.
Mushroom stamp.
Yeah.
Mushroom stamp, yeah.
Stamp onto it.
No, that's when you put your penis touch. That's a different thing.
Google's also
making...
No wonder
I keep getting fired.
Yeah, you can't do that in offices. Don't do that. How do you get the ink off your penis?
Yeah.
It seems like that ink...
Are you using the tip of your penis as a wax seal for letter envelopes, too? Because I noticed that your logo is just a ring.
Hey, what I do with my...
I feel like that would be dangerous for paper cuts.
Dutch is like Game of Thrones. He melts hot wax on his penis and pours it on the letters, like you said, to make the seal. A dragon seal, but all of them look like...
The guys definitely came from Joel.
Yeah.
Well, you could have emailed this to me. You didn't have to... Is your dick okay? Why would you do this?
There's a mushroom head on it, so it's either from Dutch or Mario. I'm not really sure who's it from.
Well, what I was going to say is
what were we talking about?
Drinking the Google Kool-Aid, they're also saying by 2017 they want to be off the energy grid.
Oh, I read that. Yeah, yep. They're going
to
be off
solar
panels.
Do you know what that means, that Google doesn't want to be on the energy grid?
Skynet! I keep telling you guys.
They're going to be a self-sustaining company that's going to take over America.
You know essentially how they're doing it, right?
They're buying up wind turbines everywhere. They're buying the power plants and then somehow using the solar and wind to put back into the grid.
No one can pull their plug.
Like,
making them net neutral.
Last year, they used DeepMind to reduce their power costs at all their data centers by 40% last year.
Dude,
I was
essentially,
I was in Omaha, Nebraska a couple months ago.
I'm
and
so
they
sorry.
Have a massive data center there.
Oh,
Google
does. Dude.
You're thinking like Omaha, Nebraska, and then
it's just
like,
acres.
It's smart though.
Yeah, acres of it.
It's brilliant. Those are the places you want to buy up, because those data centers don't need to be in New York or big cities. The land there is cheap as fuck.
I can't
exactly, and as long as you can get connected, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't even fathom how big server farms have to be to handle what Google has to process on a minute-by-minute basis.
Notice some of the cities that are getting Google Fiber aren't big cities. It's like Topeka, Kansas. Like, they're not starting, like, they're doing things a little bit differently, and I wonder
they're going to get rid of cable companies. They're going to get rid of satellite companies.
Yeah.
You know, or people, Dish, all that shit.
How many
is
people,
gonna go
like
away,
you said,
and there's going to be one entertainment and provider.
How many people are off the grid? How many people are off, cut the cable, and they're just using internet? I don't have a cable service. I don't.
I'm too much of a sports fan. I can't yet. So
sports.
Until I can figure out how to make sports look good and streaming, then I'll do it. Other than that, like, I have to watch my football and baseball and basketball and everything.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. If you could, and it's coming soon, and actually Apple has it, and some other sites do it. Not all the sites yet, but if you could pay for just the sports you wanted a la carte and it would come out cheaper, would you cut the, like, if you could
100%.
Go, like, if you could buy, like, the Red Zone package independently from your cable company, just buy Red Zone by itself, you know?
Where you here's the thing is that with competition breeds that kind of stuff, because we're all talking about Google, obviously. Yeah. They're going to be the ones who are going to do exactly what you're talking about. If you can just get that individually, cable companies are going to do something to keep themselves in the game. So they're going to basically, instead of having these bundle packages, they're going to eventually get to the point where, okay, you get 20 channels. What channels do you want?
Yeah, but here's how cable companies are going to keep themselves in the game. They own the game. See, Comcast had the foresight to go and buy NBC. So what that means is that seems small, but NBC Universal. So that means any content, which is a lot of the stuff you watch, is from NBC Universal. And it says Comcast owns it. They're not going to release a la carte things, because they're not going to compete against themselves. You know, like
I think Netflix and Hulu and Amazon doing original content, though, with the quality that they're doing. I mean, you can't argue that Netflix's original content isn't better than NBC's original content.
Oh, of course it is. Of course.
And they're pumping $6 billion into it next year.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. But then you also have, like, perfect example. ABC.
Netflix got that amount of cachet laying around.
Yep,
wow.
$6 billion in original
content.
Good for
them, dude. I love that kind of shit.
But perfect examples, like Disney, for example, owns ABC, owns... Disney owns ABC,
ESPN,
and they own
all that shit.
Well, Disney's working with Netflix to all the Marvel shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess that's a good point. But they won't release any Disney movies on Netflix.
That's still in the, no, they will still be. In the they Disney will be. Vault.
Every single Disney movie is coming to Netflix.
The Disney Vault is a thing. It's a real safe with a guy in
a
the front.
Literal safe.
Like, think about, like, the president having the nuclear football. Like, they have to, like, double key turn it, open it
is
up.
Is that where they have Song of the South? Because I cannot find that on DVD.
Yep, it's in that vault. It's in the back. It's kind of dusty. You have
Song of the South is this just relic of them that they ignore like it doesn't exist.
Wait, what? Can we talk about that after the break? Oh, I think a dump.
Yeah, like, Song of the South.
I feel like it's going to be not for kids.
Song of the South was an old Disney movie. We'll talk about it. It's what Splash Mountain was based off of. Marie, why don't we go to break? We'll be right back after this.
I don't want to.
Hit it.
I don't want to.
And go.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Blasphemy Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday, it's 9 o'clock, what you wanna do? You wanna go fucking play outside, but sometime outside is snowing, and sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired, I don't wanna play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2?
Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you could find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
How did the world ever get like this? Are you ready?
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in, 954-573-2780 for people that still use that relic, barbaric system to communicate. Or you can just always join us live at morelikeradio.com/live.
Is it content me for to say that, like, I kind of prefer having phone conversations, or am I sounding like that guy?
Whenever my phone rings, I freak out. I'm like, oh, God, why is my phone ringing?
Really?
Yeah, dude, I communicate exclusively through text or,
you know, now
Facebook
I'm thinking
Messenger.
About it. I've known you for, shit, coming up close to 8 years now.
I've called you on the phone twice, maybe.
I was going to say about three times.
Yeah. Like, I don't really do that.
So I mentioned it in the first hour that I'm car shopping, and I'm using my work employee portal to, like, get discounts and stuff like that. So you send, like, I want to buy a Honda, send me some quotes or whatever. And then it blasts it out to three car dealerships in the area. I did that, and I started getting phone calls and voice messages and stuff from all these car salesmen immediately.
And there's nothing worse than fucking car salesmen. Speaking of car...
Go ahead. And I got one email from one of the three dealerships. I'm like, that's the guy that got my sale, because I'm not going to answer my phone during work hours with you assholes calling me. So the person that's allowing me to just silently go back and forth on my own time versus
people don't get that,
making
man.
Me interrupt. I'm like, don't call me. Please don't call me.
Is there anything worse in this world? And we've talked about it before, but is there anything worse in this world than speaking to a car dealer? Especially used car. This is just the worst. It's the worst
I've never
experience.
Had, I've been lucky in my entire life that every car I've bought has been used and through someone I knew.
Well, that's really lucky.
Is that weird?
Yeah, that's actually really.
I've never had to deal with a car lot, so I don't know.
You've yeah, always this was the first new car I bought. It was super easy, though. The process was pretty easy.
Where did you buy it?
I bought it at a dealership, mm-hmm. but I did all my research and like just went in for a test drove it, did it quickly. And
when did you buy it? What year is it?
What?
What year is it? Honda Civic?
2016.
How much did you pay? Just curious.
Are you leasing it?
About $22,500. Okay. Nah, I bought it. I wanted to lease it, but unfortunately my credit was not good enough. Yeah. So, yeah.
So one thing I've known, my credit is shot to shit from years ago when I lost my wallet. I had like 18,000 credit cards open up in my name. Because I'm the kind of person. Oh, dude, it was bad.
Whoa.
So my credit is in the toilet, but I never have to deal with that because, you know, I don't have to buy cars. Right. Or homes.
Well, see, we're good. My credit isn't fantastic, but Marie's is great, so we don't have any problems.
There you go.
Everything's under her name, so that's fine.
Yeah. No, yeah, that just shows you, though, how far tech has come. The fact that I could get, like, the kind of technology that comes in that car for about $22,000 is just insane.
That's awesome.
I am looking forward
so
to
excited.
I'm looking forward to
I mean, the kind of, like, driving that car feels like driving a BMW or Mercedes from a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I actually was talking to my apartment complex manager this weekend, and she asked me about my car, and she had a Mercedes. It wasn't like the newest, but it was pretty nice. And she was like, yeah, I'm actually thinking about trading in my Mercedes for one of the new Civics. And I was like, okay.
Dang. That's
yeah.
A lot.
Well, something I've learned having the Audi that my dad gave me that you don't want anymore is that when you have those high end cars are great for like 2 years. But mm-hmm. after 2 years, right when the warranty runs out,
you're leasing them,
everything breaks down.
Those Mercedes and those Audis and those cars, man, they start the little motors and the little engine, the little extra things that seem so cool later on just start fucking breaking on you, you know?
Mm hmm.
And I have a 2008 Honda Civic right now.
Oh,
that's still running amazing.
I have one recommendation for your Civic, by the way.
Sure.
Absolutely get it with the sensing package.
Okay.
100%.
Why is that?
I did not, and I highly regret it.
Why is that?
It's $1,000, and it's essentially like the early Tesla self-driving tech. It's not as advanced as Tesla. But when you're on the highway, it can completely like modulate speed and keep it within the lane completely.
That is what. It's funny you say that. That is what Marie's dad has, a new Honda Odyssey, the minivan. He likes minivans. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but it has that technology. And when you start going over a lane, it'll actually beep at you and it'll sense it and tell you and go beep for you to move back over.
Well, this one actually drives itself.
Oh, like, really?
It steers itself.
So is it like a safety feature? Like,
it's, yeah, I mean they call it a safety feature. They don't call it autopilot, but it's essentially autopilot. So like when you get on the highway, you can turn it on, and I mean obviously you still need to keep your hands on the steering wheel, everybody.
You can just
let it drive itself on the highway. It can even handle like curves and everything as well.
I'm so excited to get. So you say this, even though it's $1,000, it's worth it.
It's $1,000, and it will drive itself on the highway. Man, come on,
damn, that's really impressive.
But I'm just curious. Like, do I need that outside of it being safe?
Yes,
it's safer.
Have you ever driven in traffic? Then yes, you do.
It's safer.
I mean, I have.
It is 100% safer.
Stop. Kyle just loves cool shit. Marie's like, I don't really care.
No,
we're
okay.
Trying to convince, you're trying to get her on your dorkness with the whole cool shit package.
It is really cool for $1,000. But as far as safety goes, there are videos online as well that show that because I think the sensing package also includes the pedestrian detector, and it can actually stop the car faster than a human can when it detects a pedestrian.
Dutch said, this is why I like Kyle, though, because he is excited about this stuff and he's dorky, but he is smart enough to always have like a good source to back himself up. So he's like, no,
I'm not saying
there's
none of
actual
that.
Videos. I like, oh, yeah, he's ready. No, my point is like,
well, can I ask my question? Like, I actually have questions here. No, so, outside of the safety feature, which, knock on wood, I have not had an accident, so I've not had a need for a self-driving car, nor have I had a need for somebody to brake for me. Like, I got that, and I actually really enjoy driving, and I'm wondering if it will take that enjoyment of driving away from me. And then also, will it have upgrades if it gets better, or am I just stuck with base model shit?
Yes, it will have upgrades. My Civic's actually already gotten one software update since I've had my car.
Software update? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's Wi-Fi enabled. So
I was going to say, how does a software update work?
Wi-Fi enabled, you just said.
So yeah, it's Wi-Fi
enabled. You go online and it downloads an update like a phone?
Yeah, you can connect it to the Wi-Fi. Like, so if you're close enough to your home, you can connect it to your home's Wi-Fi, or you can connect it to your phone's Wi-Fi.
You know what's insane?
A hotspot.
Again, I'm going to sound like an old guy here, and I'm only 32. I have a 1990 Jeep Cherokee Pioneer. Like, I don't trust cars that don't leak a little bit of oil out of it. You know what I mean? Like, that.
Oh, then you'll love.
I don't want to trust the fucking Wi-Fi enabled car. No, this is a car. This is a 1,000-pound vehicle.
I think that's why you should.
You could kill somebody.
You know what Dutch sounds like?
100% why you should.
Exactly. I'm not trusting it into fucking Skynet. I'm going to be the one driving my goddamn car.
You know what?
God, I'm an old person.
Says the guy with two DUIs. You know what, Dutch?
You're so old.
So old sounding right now.
Get off your lawn, okay?
I'm doing the get off my lawn because I don't trust any of this smart car nonsense. I'm being honest with you guys.
Do you understand what he sounds like? He's like, I'll never drive one of those horseless buggies. Horses are the way to go. Are you crazy? A machine, it could blow up and kill you and your entire family.
Maybe it's just me. My preference, because I prefer older cars. I'm more of like an old like muscle car junkie, you know, that kind of shit. And I like my old Jeep. It's just it's rickety, it's clunky, it's got a huge ass engine for absolutely no reason, and it never dies. Like, that was a problem with Jeep. They made their cars too good for a stretch there, but nobody was buying new Jeeps because the old Jeeps were always. And I got one of those generations of Jeeps.
One more question for Kyle and the sensor thing. Does it also decrease your car insurance? Because
Yes, it does decrease your car insurance. Also, what I was going to
say. Now you're speaking her language.
Yeah.
As far as enjoyment for like driving and stuff, you gotta remember it is a button you press to turn it on.
You could turn it on.
You can turn it on. You can turn it off at will.
Oh.
It's not like it overrides you or anything.
So you can like turn it on for roadhead, and then once you're done, you can go back to driving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we need to get $1,000. We need to get this sensing package.
What else?
Please,
for the love of God,
so,
dude!
I mean,
it's funny though.
Like, if you do come across like a
I'll
traffic
pay you $1,000.
I'll
get it.
Give you $1,000. Just get the sensing package because that would be so retro. Roadhead, what is this? High school? Thank you, Google. Okay, Google, play "Celebrate Good Times" for anyone that has a Google. And by the way, guys, you know how you asked.
Good Obama, come on!
You know how you asked me, your Google's probably going crazy. I go, nah, the assistant can't hear me. I walked outside during break to go pee. I mean, and then both of my things were playing music because I was saying it during the show.
That is hilarious.
So they heard you.
They did hear me.
That is a crazy good endorsement.
That whole conversation, I'm like, I guarantee his home.
It was hilarious. I went outside and it was playing Bruno Mars because I said, okay, Google, you know, play music on home group. And I walked out there and it was just fucking Bruno Mars.
Playing your shit.
Yeah.
Like, when are we going to start getting Google like advertising money?
I'm telling you, we should. That stuff.
Like, we're giving them so much free advertising.
It's just so fucking
neat.
Ridiculous. It's so neat.
They're doing the old Apple mantra where we're not going to censor anybody from using our shit. Just make a superior product, and people will talk about it, and that's all the advertisement we need.
Jared in the chat, the 13-year-old, says he has a Porsche. How do you have a Porsche at 13 years old,
Jared?
That's what he said.
I think he meant to say porch.
He has a porch. Oh, yeah, I have
maybe
a porch.
I would be impressed if a 13-year-old had a porch. Mate, that's awesome, man.
Well,
good job.
A porch.
Porch.
Kyle,
porch?
Like
on a house.
Real.
Oh, on a house. It means he owns a house, right.
Good for you.
Like, all right, good job. You were a very mature 13-year-old.
You're very – right. You go with your money. You know. You understand what happens with mortgages and everything like that.
Park your Porsche by the porch.
Would you say having a porch is more impressive than having a Porsche at 13?
Yes.
I mean, well, it depends.
Houses are more expensive.
If you only own a Porsche without a house, then I would say the car is more impressive.
Like from Scrubs?
Yeah. Right. Then it wouldn't be called a Porsche without a house. It would just be called a fort.
Oh, you're
no,
right.
No, then it's just a platform.
Oh, he says it's his dad's Porsche. Oh, daddy's going through a midlife crisis. I get it. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, he is. That means I can hit on
his mom. No, you cannot hit on his mom. Stop
what?
Hitting.
Leave me alone. Let me hit on our listeners' moms.
Don't. Do no? that, please.
Don't even though I have a girlfriend, I don't even know why this bit is even happening.
I kind of want that to be your identity, though, from now on. It's just that you're gonna fuck all of our listeners' moms.
Even though...
mom fucker.
That's really fun. I'm the mom fucker. I literally am the motherfucker. Wow.
I just want to fuck your mom.
I do want to know your name.
Where is the mother lover bit? Man, damn. Yeah, slacking.
Dutch loves the older ladies.
What?
Yep, Dutch chases cougars.
Yes, okay. Oh, okay. This is okay. Dutch, not Joel. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
They're not different people. You keep pretending they are, but really what you have is a personality disorder.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, Dutch. No matter how you try to compartmentalize it.
I do a lot of compartmentalizing on my weekdays.
It's fine. This is like, Joel.
No, let's just don't think about that because that would make you sad all day. And then don't think about that.
Hey. That's your hobby is compartmentalizing your thoughts. Yeah.
It's fucking manic basically. Over here.
That's the most unhealthy thing I've ever heard.
Joel goes to a business meeting. Dutch fucks chicks in stairwells.
That is basically... Wow, I compartmentalize. Yeah, holy shit.
You are.
I don't want to think about that. I'll think about that when I'm drunk.
It's okay if you know the name of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, we've established over the years that I'm not the healthiest human being alive.
Really? Dutch always Dutch always takes emergency shits because he hasn't eaten a vegetable since fucking the dude from Sublime was alive.
No, I had a salad yesterday.
Really?
Oh, fucking good for you.
Only because I was with, not because I wanted to, but because it was like dinner with.
Not because I wanted to, they made me.
It was just one of those kind of things. Like,
what are those things?
Okay, speaking of salads, I've been obsessing over the salad I had at my brother's wedding when I was in Florida. That I wrote the place
in
email
macaroni
and said,
cheese.
What are the ingredients of that salad? I had four of them.
And the reply was, sir, that was mashed potatoes.
You just had four loaded baked potatoes, sir.
No wonder they were so good.
I ate other people's salads who weren't like, they were out mingling and there was just like a fresh salad sitting there at their thing. Because we had like the long table set up.
What was in it?
Heaven. It was awesome. It was the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
You couldn't recognize a single ingredient?
I wrote the place an email and said, could you send me the ingredients of whatever salad on this wedding? Because there you go. I will eat that every day of my life.
Could you identify a single item in it? What, like?
Lettuce.
It was mainly spinach. It wasn't lettuce as much. There was like some sort of a walnut in there. There was some sort of like a goat cheese, baby tomatoes. And
are there different kinds of walnuts, Dutch? You said some sort of kind of walnut. How many walnuts are there?
Oh, there's walnuts. There's Wahlberger nuts.
You made that up.
Mark Wahlberg nuts.
That's two Mark Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg nuts.
Wow, a lot of different.
Oh, there's
Wahlberg.
Marky Mark
there's
and the Funky
dry
Bunch.
Walnuts.
That's a mixture.
There's Sistine Chapel walnuts.
Stop it! You're making these up.
I'm just making wall things.
I'm 60% sure those are made up.
Look it up.
No, I'm not gonna. No, don't say. Stop it. I hate when people do that. Look it up.
You even said earlier we're the fucking onion of radio shit.
So he probably just had like some sort of Waldorf salad and was mind blown.
Well,
no. Yeah, I've had that before as well. It was the dressing is what I want to figure out what they had on there.
Well,
It was angel cum. It was amazing.
Can I point something else out? How we've aged as a show. 6 years ago. Yeah, no. Bring your phone in there while you're fucking your boyfriend. We want to hear you. Flash forward. No, I really got to figure out what
salads.
Kind of salad that is. I really.
What
are the safety features of that Civic, guys? Because it's like, I'm really curious what the best bang for my buck is.
You want to talk about mutual investments next?
Oh, do I?
We're talking about that. We're talking about what kind of car we should buy. What the hell is happening? We used to be shock jocks.
Someone make us edgy again.
Yeah, somebody make us edgy again, please. The hell?
We're settling down like assholes.
Stop growing up, everyone.
It's like I joined and everyone gets older.
That's a very good point.
That's a good point.
You know what?
Your tech talk with
you
Kyle.
You are the problem here, Kyle.
I am.
What about Jared, the 13-year-old listener?
We were talking about farts.
You called Cage the Elephant oldies.
Oh, my God. I couldn't handle it.
Can we get back to, like, like you said earlier, Royce, having a girl actively call us while she's cheating on her boyfriend and put the phone down while she's fucking somebody in the bathroom, and we listened to the whole thing.
You know what it is?
We played it on the air.
You know what it is? We lost Mersh.
No, this was even before that.
This is way before Mersh.
Well, before
this is back when I was still doing radio.
Then before that, we lost Nathan.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah, too.
And
John was in studio, and John is usually more animated when he's in studio than when he's
all right. I have
phoning it in.
I have one more Google story, real quick, so we get past the Google stuff. Google won't suggest "Are Jews evil" to your search anymore.
Wait, you're not allowed to say Jews.
You're not allowed.
Marie, read
that story.
I apologize, Hebrew community. I don't mean it offensively. It's just how I say
that word.
People
who don't know, Royce isn't allowed to say the word Jew because it just comes off so
anti-Semitic. I apologize. I don't mean
to.
It's just the way he says it. He's not even saying anything wrong. It's just the way he hits that J.
I have nothing against the Hebrew people. I love delis. I love Woody Allen.
That's offensive in itself.
How? I'm saying I love them.
Yeah, but the fact that you just picked out those two things is kind of
I like most writers in Hollywood.
See, again, you know? You're kind of pigeonholing a group of people like that into like stereotypes.
Yeah, it is kind of.
The new term.
How about you just stop talking about that sect of people ever?
The new term is Twitter-holing, by the way. Say it correctly. We're millennials here now.
Search engine Google is working to remove offensive autocomplete results. And we used to do this as a game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where we would start typing in
That was a bit that Ryan started years ago.
Yeah.
And then Tosh stole it from us.
Yep.
And,
So Google will no longer offer a search suggestion for "Are Jews Evil?", which directs users to anti-Semitic
websites.
But
how will I know?
How will I know if Jews are really evil?
How will I know?
The search engine says it has removed offensive autocomplete results initially spotted by Carol Cadwalder at The Observer, reports The Guardian. She explains how Google suggested a search for "Are Jews Evil" when "Are Jews" was typed into the search box. Typing "Are Women" and "Are Muslims" returned "Are Women Evil" and "Are Muslims Bad." She also explained, clicking there,
an experiment here.
No, kidding. Thank you. I miss her. Clicking those suggestions took her to a page results that would lead one to conclude that, indeed, yes, Jews are evil, women are evil, and Muslims must be destroyed.
Okay, here we go. I got top 4 answers on the board, Bob, and I want you guys to give me.
Ooh.
I just typed in "Are Jew" into Google. Don't you guys do it.
Hold on.
Take
you guys
a spin,
have
now
to get
in with
top
the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
The fart is not part of the clip. Dutch adds the fart to the clip to make me look like a fool.
I hate the clip.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Here we go. So I typed in "Are Jew." Top 4 answers on the board. Kyle, what do you think is the autocomplete?
Are Jews good with money?
Nope. Oh, hold on. So if you're doing this bit.
My turn?
Royce, you have 4 answers that you could possibly hit. We're doing a Family Feud style here. Are Jew is what I typed.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the top 4 answers are?
Are Jew hungry? I'm hungry.
I got one.
Yes.
Are you glad I didn't say banana?
No, the top 4 answers are Jews white?
Are they?
Are Jews a race? Are Jews Christian? And are Jewish people white? So
man.
two of them are white.
Two of them are question. Yeah, okay.
This is Google trying to quell I love this game, though. Hold on. Let's see.
Is at least in the top 10, are Jews hiding their Jew gold?
Yeah, that's important to me.
Is that on there?
That should be, yeah, at least top 10.
Because everyone knows you got to go for the Jew gold.
They always keep it around their neck.
Okay,
right?
Google.
I learned that on South Park.
Yeah, dude, they've really cleaned it up. This game isn't fun anymore. I'm just typing in random, like, are black, and then they're talking about black widows poisonous, black. They took out anything
does
racial.
Does Pornhub have autocomplete?
Probably. Wait, does it? I know. I know Elephant Tube does.
You know what this means, Dutch, is children born now and growing up in the next 5 to 10 years will never know what the Google autocomplete game is about.
It won't be fun for them.
That won't be a game for them when it was a game for us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like, I don't see anything funny coming out of this.
See, Kyle,
results.
You get all excited about Google, but then before you know it, they're censoring your language. And then you're,
I know,
and then you're
our
part
show
robot.
Our game.
And then you're part robot. Is
ruining
that what you
fun
want?
And creativity.
Dicks. Yeah. All right, let's move on to another story outside of the tech field real quick. Oh, Kyle, what are the tech stories? Didn't you have a tech story before we move on?
Oh, it wasn't really so much a story as something that I just wanted to show you guys because it's really cool.
I love cool things.
It's just a YouTube video.
Dick before.
The listeners haven't.
I just put it in the More Like Radio chat.
Okay.
The YouTube link.
It appears to be a YouTube.
It is two minutes long, and let me just set it up by saying when we're watching this, it's all real, and none of it's like faked through like 3G, like 3D video. So,
okay. The name of the video is "A New Morning" by Magic Leap. Welcome to the new start way to start your day, shot directly through Magic Leap technology.
What the fuck is Magic Leap?
I don't
know. Wait. What am I looking at here? I mean, I'm looking at the video.
Okay.
It looks like a heads-up display in your
in
actual
real life.
Real vision.
Is this Minority Report?
How does this work?
Okay. Here, pause it for a sec, and I'll give you just a slight background on it. Okay. So these use a special type of lens with lasers projected through the side of them to display
Holy
them
shit, wait,
clear
you see this
in
the room? Hold on, you see this in the room?
Yes.
Like without
you
any special glasses?
You put on a pair of glasses, essentially.
Gotcha.
So hold on, there's like an updated version of Google Glass.
Significantly. Yeah. It also...
By the way, I'm sorry. Can we were you know tugging Google's dick earlier in the first segment. That Google Glass thing was a bust.
Oh
yeah,
yeah
no,
it was.
It was terrible.
It was the worst.
Not everything's a hit. Apple's had some duds too.
Remember Google Plus?
Remember?
But yeah, so this is legit.
Okay, let me.
So this is a pair of glasses, essentially, and this is being recorded straight from somebody's view.
Yeah.
This is what somebody sees.
This is
fucking nuts. All right, this is the only way to describe it, guys, is like Iron Man when he has like that display.
Yep.
In real life,
except better.
When is this coming out? When?
Yes. They have not set a release date. They said when it's ready. But they have received. Google has already invested, I think, somewhere around $150 million into them.
How much?
Wow.
How much you think this is going to cost for the average person?
When it finally comes out, which I think might be like late next year, early 2018.
Dude, at this point,
I'm
going
to venture to say like around somewhere around $300, to $400.
For $300, $400, I'm buying it. Look, in his house, it looks like he has jellyfish swimming. Are you seeing this? But it's in his house. This is fucking insane to me.
There's another one if you want. It's like a video game, like a first-person shooter in their office.
this is amazing.
Oh, yeah, because remember like a couple months ago, we were all excited about the new VR. Yeah,
there it is, just another day in the office.
The new VR playground that they'll be setting up. Like they have all these places basically where they, you know, you go in as a shooter and it's real-world shit, but you have the VR glasses on and everything. But this is... You're saying,
all right, I'm watching the first-person shooter with this in their office. All right, video's loading up. Here we go. Okay, he's checking his email. This is amazing, by the way. It's like very Minority Report-y too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's how to describe it. Like, everything's in front of you in real time. By the way,
if you can creatively think of something, it can be created eventually.
I agree.
Yep.
Okay, so he's playing. Okay, so oh, these virtual guns appeared on his desk.
Wait, hold on. This isn't like edited video. This is straight from his glasses.
I think this one is slightly promoted.
They're showing you the potential of said glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is okay. So robots are jumping down, and he's shooting at them.
This is gonna be like the new app games.
This is imagine you know what an asshole you're gonna look like sitting at the DMV playing this game, waiting.
Yeah, but if everyone's doing it and everybody's aware of it, you're not an asshole.
You know what? I tried out for the first time, and it was one of the cheap ones, but the 3D, like the Google Cardboard. Somebody didn't have the
super
cardboard
primitive
one.
Too.
I know it wasn't even the cardboard one, but it was similar to it where you put the phone onto it. You know what I mean? And we downloaded this app within, and there's a Mr. Robot like episode, for example. You put the VR on, dude, and with headphones in, it is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Like you're looking around, and this is just the cheap one. This isn't the Oculus or the Vive. This is just like the cheap use your own phone. And even with that, it looked ridiculously real, like you're there, and you really spatially lose it. Like you want to walk around it. You know what I mean? Because when you move your head, it's those 360 cameras they film it with.
And that's like a PS2 compared to a PS4 in terms of like VR quality, actually. Right. So.
That's I mean it was ridiculous, you know, and of course I would love to try an Oculus, but man.
Just imagine the porn, guys.
What is going on in middle school these days? Because Jared, our younger listener, says I 3D printed a VR headset.
I'm pretty sure Jared is a troll.
No, Jared is real.
No.
Jared,
he's legit.
Jared's 13. He's called in. He's
a coder. He's a smart kid. He's one of those guys that a dork that does coding.
If so, then I apologize, Jared, and that's super awesome.
Yeah, Jared is 13. I spoke to a high school a couple weeks ago, Kyle, and he was one of the kids.
You actually met him.
He called in last week.
We were playing with a headset over the weekend. It's literally like a cardboard box that you put your phone into to just kind of give yourself tunnel vision. And then the one that we were playing with had two kind of glassware type things.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't explain how it worked.
That looked like they were two magnifying
glasses. Okay, yeah, okay.
I have one if you want me to go show it.
Yeah, it's not like you just tape a phone to your eyes. There is these like these lenses that you could adjust when you put it on, and then the one that we had, you just strap the phone like with a Velcro thing, you know, on it, and you open one of the VR programs. And as far as the porn goes, yeah, I haven't seen the porn yet. I'm going to check it out, but I don't have a headset yet. But the porn, the way it goes, they film the porn with those 360 cameras, so it's like POV porn, but you can move your head around, you know, while the porn's going on. So you're like you're in the porn, basically. You know? Oh, there you go. Which one's that one?
So this is Google Cardboard.
Oh, okay, it's a cardboard one. Okay, those are cool, yeah.
This has like...
You put it together yourself?
There. And then, you just slide your phone like right in this little flap.
Oh, okay.
Did you put it together yourself by printing off the cardboard?
No, I just bought it off Amazon for like $10 because I'm lazy.
Yeah. For like $12, you could get even slightly better ones.
Yeah, this is the Gear VR, though. So.
Oh, that's a Samsung Gear VR? How is it?
Yeah. Really, really cool, man.
Is it
it's an Oculus, nice.
Significantly higher quality than cardboard. Still not Vive and like Oculus quality, but it actually is really high quality.
What do you think is better?
A lot of people, and they've been blown away.
What do you think is better, Vive or Oculus right now?
You know, it's been Vive, but now that Oculus released their touch controls, they're like motion controllers, apparently they've been saying it's now the best.
Yeah, because
I don't know. I think they're super close.
Yeah, Oculus is trying to be the ones to, you know, push this entire thing forward.
Yeah, I got to say, though, that Vive is way more open and like way more like less closed off. Oculus, like they're going like the closed off Apple route, and I don't
and,
really like
and
that.
Vive is more like Android, basically. More yeah, exactly. Open source. Okay, I like that more too. But you need a pretty decent rig, right, to hook into and stuff.
Oh yeah, you need something pretty hefty.
Right. That's insane, man. Like I you know, and it sucks that the PlayStation VR was terrible, got bad reviews and stuff, because that would have been nice to have an affordable one.
That's on them for just trying to get into the game without actually doing any vetting out the process type of thing.
Yeah, I think they rushed it, and they didn't think their components were not high quality enough. They put a 1080p panel in there in 2016. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, Jared says the HTC. Yeah, so apparently, yeah, that's what I've been reading too, that the Vive is the cool.
Everybody's getting into this, and that's going to be like the new, like we said, this is all going to give way to the glasses where put on a pair of glasses, you can see around you, but you're not, you know what I mean? Like, because right now, we're just now getting into the VR technology kind of shit, and everything's closed off. You have to have, eventually, it'll be just straight glasses, and if you want to play, it's kind of like looking down at your phone and playing Clash of Clans.
Those glasses,
so you can start shooting people.
Those glasses and those light things that we just saw are, you know what's going to be obsolete? In 10 years, we're going to be saying it. TVs are going to be obsolete. Because
no, they will be. Actually, will be obsolete. There is a demo, another YouTube video of Magic Leap, where they were saying you can essentially conjure up TV screens in the middle of the air. You know, high quality TV screens that are realistic.
That's my point. Like, you won't even need a TV anymore. And not only that, here's the best part. It when those things pop up, you and your significant other could sit there on the same couch and watch two completely different programs, and be happy and not interrupt each other. You know what I mean?
Right. And then you could
sync them and watch the same thing without needing a TV.
Exactly. Like, or everybody's you could get up and go to the bathroom and keep watching it.
Everybody yells about like people looking down at their phones.
Yeah.
This is my honest opinion. Everybody, glasses is going to be the new thing.
I agree.
Wearable. Like
you're not looking down. You're looking out, and it senses your hand, and you're swiping left, swiping right.
Oh, Dutch.
Things,
you're just thinking
only
of that.
You can see it,
Dutch. You're just thinking of that. Think about when they make them for cars. You know how much safer that's going to be than people texting and driving?
Nope. I don't trust those.
I don't think that will be safer.
Alien
think
cars.
About think about how it will be for a GPS. Like, although to be fair, I think self-driving cars will probably be here before those like augmented reality glasses will be. So
I don't think that the glasses are going to help driving safety, because your eyes are still focusing on either the foreground or the outside ground.
No. The way that this works is it allows it to put objects with different depths of field. So essentially it could put an object literally, and it would appear as if it were literally on the ground in front of you. It's not like you're actually looking at something close to your face. It's what they call mixed reality, actually, not augmented reality, mixed reality, to where you can't tell the difference as what's real and what's not.
It's
Westworld.
Fucking Westworld, Black Mirror. When we were...
By the way, how great was that ending?
Westworld? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ending,
hour
buddy.
And a half, totally perfect.
I did not expect that.
Oh, I saw it coming. I saw it coming in that episode.
No. You didn't... Let's talk around it so we don't give
away people
who haven't seen
it. No spoilers.
You didn't see the Dolores ending coming.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Wait. I will admit.
Until about 5 seconds in when she started walking that direction.
No.
You didn't see that happen.
I thought that that's where it was going, and let me explain why. And I think you're going to go. Remember, this is a few episodes before.
You're telling me you saw assisted suicide.
Can I please? Let me explain. Remember underneath Anthony Hopkins' house that he had made out there off the grid with his family, after he had what's her face killed, he had a machine in there making another body. Here's my theory: he's not dead. He made a robot that looks
he
like
made himself.
He made himself as an android to go out there and get killed to start this paranoia and this pandemic. Think about it. Because what was he building in there? Remember, he was building something under his basement?
That's right. I mean, think about it.
They
by
never
the way,
explained.
You just gave away, but dude, you just did complete spoilies.
Well, whatever. Fucking spoiler alert now.
Dude. That...
go back in time.
You probably just really pissed me off.
Yeah, you saying that was bad. That was not. I was talking around it. Kyle, was I not? I was talking around it.
No, you were
it.
Doing a good job.
Dutch. You just.
And then Royce just fucked it up.
And said, yeah, fuck this ending. And everybody else who watched it.
Do me a favor.
Hey, guess what? I didn't really even care about the season, so whatever.
Okay, look, we don't care about your opinion. You thought it sucked halfway through when we stopped listening to you as far as what you thought about it.
Dutch, do me a favor. Do me a favor, Dutch. Go when you before you edit the episode, just remember at 8:45, go right before I say it and go spoiler alert, mute for the next. I really do feel bad now. I hate being that guy.
You're gonna piss a lot of people off. You know, if anything, I'm probably just gonna leave it and just have you piss people off.
It's been out long enough. They should have seen it by now.
It's been 3 days.
Were they out on Sundays?
3 days.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
What is... Okay, that's another thing, too. As a responsible radio show, what is the given amount of time we're allowed to talk about something?
A week?
I think a week.
A week.
I think it's supposed to be a week, yeah.
A week, and if it's a Netflix show where all the episodes come out at the same time, a month.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, there is different rules for that one.
Yeah, because Netflix kind of fucked that whole spoiler honor system up, which I violated.
Big time.
Where well, fuck, you know, I'm usually pretty good.
Only did you not you violated it with Negan's bat and just shoved like this thing with fucking barbed wire in it and violated that way at the same time.
It wasn't like Negan's bat because that would be forced and boring. But
you were not watching the show anymore.
No, fuck that bullshit. The comic book is better. I don't care if I sound like a fucking hipster.
I stopped watching, I think, in the fourth season.
I stopped in the around there, yeah, around the same time.
Yeah. When they were still at the prison. I get it.
It got stagnated, but it has brought it back to a new level this season, I'm telling you.
I mean, I would hope so. Like, they finally brought in Negan. So.
They murdered two of the main characters in the first episode of this season. Even weirder and crazier sense. So
that was issue 100, right?
I believe so. So they finally got back on board.
Did Carl get his eye shot out yet?
A while ago.
Okay, because that was supposed to happen like at the prison.
Rick lost his hand yet?
Everybody knows the show doesn't follow the comic book series.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
the whole,
fuck you.
It has to follow
don't dork me.
If I'm not with, dude, if they can make movie shows and TV episodes that have nothing to do with it. It's based off a comic, but because it doesn't follow it exactly, you two dorks are going to
listen. I just want to be a bitch about it.
Fuck
okay,
yourselves, both of you. It's a good show. This season's been good, and you can. You know what? I'm not watching South Park for another season because of that.
I don't really care. It doesn't really matter to me if you watch South Park.
Yes, it does. It
doesn't affect my life.
You always want to talk about it. No. I have nothing to say.
Hey, Royce, I'll talk to you about South Park.
See? I'm fine now. Yeah. No problem now.
Kyle, if you get in on my best friend, I'm going to kill you.
Season finale.
I've already been in there once, twice.
All right. This sounds like gay sex, guys. I know you guys, you're doing something different.
My boyfriend, not yours.
Out of first of all, this is out of context, but when you call me your boyfriend.
My hairy bear.
Well,
not yours.
He's giving it context now, so.
You know, guys.
Why don't you guys just kiss and make up already?
I don't. Stop it. You're not helping.
What?
I'm already the guy that kissed dudes on the show. Like, I don't want to add to
that. Yeah, you did that on purpose.
I don't want to add to the mythos.
Wait, did you kiss a dude on air?
No, I'm not on air. I'm not in a fucking queer. I kissed a dude off air at my private time.
Rick kissed me when I saw him when I was in Florida.
You kissed me, you fucker.
No, he kissed Joe, like, on a regular basis.
Twice. Like, I kissed buddies. Joe twice.
They're makeout buddies at this
not,
point.
We never.
And...
Joel's jealous that I kiss other boys.
Joe,
than him.
I think, right?
Joel is jealous because I had him kiss because I kissed Joe more than him.
I'm not jealous
Sorry,
at all.
Buddy.
Wish you would have grabbed. Okay. I don't like the fact that you grabbed my cheeks and mushed your face into my face. I'm just like, oh my god! And then I dove into a pool and broke my head open.
And actually, as a matter of fact, everyone's genitals has been in that hat that you're wearing. So take that. Fucker.
Oh, I washed it the second I got home.
Doesn't matter. You can't unwash testicles, bro.
Did you guys put your genitals in this hat? I left it out and open.
No. I honestly wish I could say yes, but I didn't notice it. I should have. Fuck me. God damn it.
I was worried about that, and I didn't wear it.
I didn't. I would have told you, but no.
Because
I
knew that you probably would do the whole thing of, hey, by the way, here's some pictures of my asshole inside of your head.
Yeah, well.
I wish
I
had done that.
Now I feel bad that I didn't.
If only we could go back in time.
Yeah, Roy Black has a good point.
Preventative measures anyways.
Roy Black has a good point. It's not gay when it's not on the air. Hashtag podcast rules. See, he knows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
It has to be live for it to be true.
That's a very, very good point. The next, you know, I'm going to fast forward right now. I'm going to do this thing where I do future headlines, where I think headlines that are coming in the future. 2025, I predict gay robots will be fighting for the right to get married. 2025, gay robots will be fighting for the right to get married. You could put that in as a lock. You could go to Vegas if they take bets on that. I'm assuming they will. And gay robots will be getting married. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's next.
What are the robot laws that are going to happen before the, like, do they get the right to vote before they get the right to gay marry, or like, do they inherently have marriage laws?
Well, first off, I need to know what
robots want to marry because of tax purposes or healthcare plans?
Why would you program a robot to know what sexual identity or gender is?
Because you don't program a robot, Dutch.
It would learn.
Oh,
it would learn on its own.
It's not, it doesn't choose. It's built that way.
Wait, are you saying robots are born gay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, robots are built gay.
Well, born, built. I mean, it's interchangeable, really.
I mean, a robot doesn't choose to be gay, just like a human doesn't choose to be gay.
I don't know. I've chosen to be gay a few times.
Yeah, see, there you go, and that's fine with him.
Well, I mean, that's just like you being exploratory, but, you know, what you
like
actually...
Like AI. Kyle is AI, but for people and penises. And that's fine.
Exactly.
Fine.
I've been lost a few times on the show before, but I am in a quandary of I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about right
now.
Well,
first off, when we program these sex robots, they're going to have the RoboCop Prime directives, which are serve the public trust, protect the innocent, and uphold the law. And number four, if you remember, was classified, which is never oppose an OCP officer. And I believe as long as we have those in there, we're going to be fine as long as we're all OCP officers.
Joel, what we're doing is we're talking about will robots need to get laws in place for gay marriage? And then we started talking about are robots built gay or do robots choose to be gay?
I followed that, but I didn't follow it. You know what I mean? Like it just went to a weird area.
Ma has a good point. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and C-3PO.
All right.
And that's a very good point.
Joel,
that's a good joke,
point,
actually.
Ma.
It's really funny.
Thank you.
Joel, here's the thing.
Yes.
When one robot finds another robot and that robot falls in love.
They love each other.
And they want to spend their robot lives together.
You don't have to keep saying robot. We know they're robots now. Stop prefacing it.
So robot lives.
Stop it.
What?
Just lives.
No. Well, all robot lives matter, first of all. And, you know, sometimes when two robots love each other very much, they say, well, I want to get robot married.
Yeah, but robots don't need to get married, I don't think robots would procreate.
Well, not
how would
yet.
They procreate?
They would make another
program by
hold
combining
on.
Their two programs?
They would just build another robot.
Well, no, hold on. Because right now, you're right, robots don't need to get married right now because robots don't understand what love is. But when
I want to know what love is.
But when robots get intelligent enough to understand.
Show me.
Like, first they'll probably understand empathy and context, but then eventually they'll get so smart that they'll understand what love is, and then they'll start loving other robots. And that's not going to be nearly as weird as interspecies love.
We need to classify, do robots have gender?
Yes, robots are going to have gender, I believe.
That's what I was saying.
There's a male and a female USB port, so why not, right?
Yeah, but robots learn, and so they're going to learn preference by whom they're around.
But you're assuming that robots are only going to marry other robots. What do robots want to love humans?
No, that's what I just said afterwards, is that's where it really gets interesting, is the robot-to-human love and relationship and marriage.
I think this one show handled that area really delicately. It's called Futurama.
I love Futurama. I love Futurama so very much.
I do too, and Kelsey thinks it's stupid, and I think she's stupid.
Yeah, well, you know,
Futurama is fantastic.
Why does Kelsey think it's stupid? What does she watch? What is
that's
Kelsey
the thing?
Watch?
I don't get Simpsons, but I get Futurama. Like, and it's from the same creators.
You know,
like, I don't understand.
That's
how
fine.
That happens.
I really like American Dad and think Family Guy's okay. And even though it's the same. But American Dad, I think
I like American Dad. It's because of Roger.
Yeah, it's different writers, I think, is what it is. I think that same thing with The Simpsons. Even though The Simpsons was started by the same people, I mean, The Simpsons and Futurama were started by the same people, it was completely different writers. I think that's why. Because the jokes are different.
With Futurama, we have like an affinity for Billy West because he's the one who put the show on the map by spilling the beans of Futurama coming back. Told you guys first, and then it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Billy, man, he was the best.
You guys were the first ones to break that story.
Yeah. Do we have any? Do we want to get any more stories before we get out of here?
We have all the stories that we didn't
That's a good show, though. When we didn't get the stories.
What about the Amazon grocery store?
Oh, I saw that. Amazon's popping up these grocery stores all around the country where you go in and they have basically everything that a normal grocery store has, but no cashiers. So you check out with your Amazon account. You walk in.
That is awesome.
Listen,
I've been wanting that for years.
Dutch, it gets better.
I hate lines and cashiers.
It gets better.
So you just go in, pick up what you want, and leave.
When you listen, you don't even have to self checkout. You have an Amazon account to get in. When you walk out, so you just walk out. It scans it and charges it.
I already know how it works, and I haven't even heard the story yet. Oh my god, that's brilliant!
Yeah,
right.
And that Amazon grocery store,
fucking brilliant.
You don't have to deal with cashiers.
So essentially, it's Amazon opening up its normal warehouses for people to just walk in and take what they need instead of using drone delivery to deliver it to us. In a nutshell, I mean,
kind of. It's still more like a grocery store, though.
It's powered by
I see what Mary's saying, though.
What I'm saying is Amazon has warehouses all over the place so that they can do as quick of delivery as humanly possible.
Amazon grocery stores are going to have breakfast food, snacks, and they're going to have organic produce and all that stuff, apparently. It's pretty interesting, actually. They're opening their.
I already order most of my food from Amazon. So,
do you really use Pantry?
Yeah. I use Pantry and Prime Now.
Prime Now, yeah.
You can get cold stuff off on Prime Now.
So. You could not only that, you could get fucking now. It's amazing. You could buy a video game and get it the same day.
You can get it in 2 hours.
I'm gonna sound like an old guy. I wouldn't want to buy food online because I actually want to touch the food and look at it. And put it in my, but the idea of walking in and you just basically you swipe your phone card, whatever, and say, okay, and then whatever you walk out with, you don't have to deal with line. There's nothing worse than a grocery store line and a cashier.
You most likely wouldn't need to swipe anything. You would be able to tell.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not
cool with that.
That's what the video showed. You basically just walk out.
Yeah,
I
need this in my life right now.
I agree.
I get anxiety attacks when I'm in a fucking grocery store.
And you know what? All that's going to do is make food cheaper because you don't have to pay a bunch of employees. You're cutting all that out except for basically stocking the store, you know? Just walk out.
By the way, and I've said this before, another thing that an industry can do to save money, how about you eliminate the need of flight attendants and just have vending machines inside of planes? There you go. Sorry, Royce.
Before we jump topics.
Well, I was going to read the story. When Amazon debuted its new futuristic grocery store on Monday, it may have looked a little familiar if you were paying attention to the mid-2000s. That's because IBM predicted it, that this would happen. The future market. Amazon's opening up, plans to open up 2,000 of its futuristic grocery store. 2,000.
Well, I'm sure we all get it. Is this going to prevent shoplifting? Or
100%.
Or are people going to figure out new ways to break into the store, therefore not being charged on the way out?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of like, have you ever been to one of those stores or a bank where the ATM machine's inside after hours, but you have to put your card in to get in? It's going to be something like that.
Just think about this, okay? They use sensors and deep learning and computer vision to know who you are and where you are and what you're getting and everything. So do you really think that they wouldn't be able to tell if someone's stealing something?
I guess that's a good point. So it would identify, I didn't register.
Yeah, it would know immediately.
I see this person and I didn't register this person. Who is this person?
Exactly.
I have no account for it. But then how do they arrest them immediately? Like, are there robots arresting you?
I mean, it probably knows who they are, or they probably have security guards or something.
Right. I think it's going to be something as to get in, you're going to have an Amazon, because that's amazing. Because any place that has that lets you use Amazon to pay, I love it. It's just so much easier.
You know what else IBM predicted, by the way? They predicted that we would pass the Turing test in 3 years.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah. IBM.
And we will pass the Turing. Absolutely. I think at this point, there's no way we will.
First of all, IBM's an asshole, and I don't trust anything he says.
It's not a he. It's a company.
No, he's a dick. He's always been a dick. Fucking awful phones. Those hang-up phones we used to have. bad quality. Wait, service IBM was phones? Click out.
I don't know who this guy is, but I don't know why he keeps having bowel movements.
Oh, I get it. He BMs. Yeah. He BMs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Guys, with that terrible joke, we're leaving. thank you for listening. Cousin Joe show tomorrow.
Do you want me to read the headlines we didn't get to?
Oh, yeah, please do that.
I love this.
I do like that. Go ahead.
If you groom, you're doomed. STDs increase with shaved pubic hair, study says. Firefighters release super catchy song to stop you burning your house down while drunk.
We're going to play that on Dutch and Royce.
Texas tells women abortion might cause cancer. Science says otherwise.
Pesky science always getting in the way of Texas. Oh,
Sofia Vergara sued by her own embryos.
So hot. Not her embryos, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. The Sufagi King, which is a Israeli Burger King, is going to have a donut burger for Hanukkah.
Yep.
Florida mother passes out in front of child after overdosing on heroin. That's just sad. Medical student quits to become a cannabis chef.
Yep.
Bishop claims to make men's penises larger by massaging them with his hands.
Oh, man. Pastor. You know what? We didn't.
That is a Pastor Roy story.
We didn't get to that because Pastor Roy couldn't make it tonight, but I promise you that Pastor will talk about it.
Okay.
Obama releases how-to national security guide so Trump doesn't completely destroy the world.
It's pretty funny.
Meet the voters who helped put Donald Trump in the White House. I'm sure that would have been good if I read it.
They got three teeth among all of them.
Donald Trump picks Linda McMahon to lead small business
administration. That's right. Vince McMahon's wife is now going to be in Trump's cabinet.
I'm for it.
Yep.
And that's all, folks.
I'm for it. I'm to get it. All right, guys. We're the fuck out of here. Bye, everybody.